This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 10 May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa is enjoying a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, Qatar rushes to mediate on an Iran deal as Tehran threatens U.S. bases and ships over tanker strikes. This comes from Ynet earlier this hour. Also, Israel has reportedly established a secret military base in Iraq. The base was involved in attacking Iraqi forces approaching it. This was reported by Walla 2 hours ago. Also this hour, The Wall Street Journal confirms Israel operated a secret base in Iraq during the Iran war, striking Iraqi troops to prevent exposure. This news came in 4 hours ago. Separately, Donald Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reports this development is sensitive for Netanyahu, but could aid Trump's peace efforts with Iran. And finally, the man who firebombed an Israeli hostage march in Boulder has been sentenced to life in prison. JTA reported that the victim's family spoke of their mother's suffering following the attack. Here's what people are saying online. Hillel Newman, an Israeli diplomat, posted just minutes ago about an article demonstrating unity between Iranians and Israelis. He highlights the shared aim of bringing freedom to the people of Iran. Osen613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared that a militia attack in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo has resulted in at least 69 deaths. This information was posted just 14 minutes ago. I-20, 4news_EN, reports that Israel operated a secret base in Iraq during the Iran war. Further details can be found on their platform. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Qatar's mediation efforts. Ynet reports that Qatar is trying to facilitate a memorandum to end tensions involving Iran, the U.S., and regional actors. This involves diplomatic talks, including meetings with U.S. officials in Miami. The outcome could impact regional stability and international relations. Turning to Israel's secret base in Iraq, both Walla and the Wall Street Journal have reported on this operation. The base's existence underscores Israel's strategic interests in the region during the conflict with Iran. Such actions could have significant diplomatic repercussions, affecting Israel's relations with Iraq and its allies. Meanwhile, the ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, announced by Donald Trump, seeks to ease tensions and open pathways for broader peace talks with Iran. Axios notes that this move could bolster Trump's diplomatic credentials while presenting challenges for Netanyahu's political landscape. Finally, the life sentence for the Boulder firebombing attacker closes a chapter of justice for the victim's family. JTA highlights the emotional impact on the community and underscores the ongoing fight against anti-Semitic violence. On the economic front, first, Israeli tech startups face challenges as a strong shekel affects their global competitiveness. CTech reports that founders express concerns over currency fluctuations undermining their market positions. Separately, record highs on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange have been observed. Ynet Business reports that NICE shares jumped 21%, contributing to significant rises in key indices. And finally, Alpha Drive Ventures has launched a $10 million cybersecurity venture capital fund. Globes reports that the fund will focus on investments in cybersecurity and artificial intelligence, signaling robust sector growth. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.